Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
For the month of August, reporter Liam Geraghty is bringing us a new series, The Hobbyists. Liam will be meeting people all over the country to hear about their passions and pastimes and what keeps them busy in their spare time. Today, it's the turn of a priest in Cavan.
It's almost dying away and I'll move my foot, just keeping it alive ever so slightly. And that's the slightest sound you can get out of it. And then you can pedal up, open the swell.
I'm Father Dara Connolly and I'm chaplain with the Apostolate of the Returning King, a priest down here in County Cavan, and I restore reed organs as a hobby.
Father Dara Connolly was in his late teens when he first heard the music of a reed organ.
I first heard what I came to know as a reed organ listening to the Cor Coulé from Cork with Sean O'Rea accompanying that distinctive male voice choir. And still to this day, Heather O'Rea uses the same instrument to accompany the choir in Coulé.
Dara heard the distinct sound of a reed organ and thought,
whatever that sound is, I want it. So I found out and I got myself one. But then, of course, there was nobody to restore it because inevitably these instruments are very old and they need to be restored to be properly functional. And so because there was nobody else, I thought, well, I'll get into it myself. They were very popular in the 1800s and into the early part of the 20th century as well. Predominantly an instrument made in North America, all in Canada and the US, but also made in France, Germany and Britain. They were exported by the thousands all over the world. But they were a domestic instrument. People think of the organ as a church instrument, but in fact they were domestic instruments meant to be in the parlor at home and used for domestic purposes.
Dara tracked down his first reed organ, but as with a lot of instruments of its vintage, it was a bit of a fixer-upper.
It's just the excitement of and the satisfaction of taking an instrument that's old, that's filthy, that doesn't work, that's decrepit and looks awful, and taking it to pieces and bringing it back to life and making it make music again. The satisfaction is just immense.
There aren't many how-to manuals on restoring late 18th century reed organs, so Dara had to figure it out for himself.
No, there are no manuals. And when I started restoring these, it was about 15 or so years ago, and it was, or more maybe at this stage, it was poor quality dial-up internet is all that I had. And the only resource that was available to me at the time was a particular book. I was able to purchase this book and use it to guide me through my first restoration. Now, I learned an awful lot since I used that book. And also there are online groups on Facebook, for example. There's a reed organ tech group. And so a lot of us assemble there with our questions, our difficulties, the challenges we meet, and we share resources, ideas and solutions on that forum. So that's really helpful.
And this, of course, this is a completely brand new bellows in it. The bellows in this was rotten, so I replaced it entirely and completely. And so it's as tight as a drum. There's no work to be done on the feet at all.
Whenever Dara sees a reed organ advertised online or in the classifieds, he sees a potential new project.
It can be very, very tempting, but these aren't like collecting stamps where you can have a few hundred of them in a book on a shelf. These being so big, it can be very difficult to store them. I've taken some in the past and ended up recently sending a lot of them out to another hobbyist. He came to pick them up and brought them all the way from the Netherlands late last year. So, you know, you gather some and then you pass them on to somebody else. But I did once see one on Dundeel, which was in a shed up in Monaghan. And it was a beautiful, majestic cathedral model built by Doherty of Canada. It was in dreadful condition. And I did buy that. It was foolhardy. There was no way I was going to be able to restore it, as it turned out. But I ended up being able to send that to Canada. And it was restored by another member of our Reed Organ Society who did an exquisite job at bringing it back to life. And he spent about 18 months restoring it in his spare time. And so you just get involved in this kind of activity where you take an instrument that really, even for me, would have been a pile of firewood, because I don't think I would have ever taken on to restore it. But Rodney Yancey over in Canada takes it back. It goes back across the high seas and into his hands and restored back to magnificent condition and beautifully playing condition. People may be familiar with the Gloaming, that wonderful supergroup that we have in Ireland. Iarla O'Leonard uses one of my instruments when he's playing in the National Concert Hall. In the last few concerts they've had there, he has used one of my restorations, which is fabulous to have something that was decrepit, old, broken and awful looking, and to restore it and then to see it on the stage of the National Concert Hall. I mean, that's just a delight. There's no greater satisfaction.
Liam Geraghty reporting there for us.